Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Macy Carter on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
Put the power of Kubota construction equipment to work for you. Take your production up a notch and trade in your worn-out machine for a new Kubota track loader, skid steer, or compact excavator. Will Clark, CEO of Great Plains Kubota here, inviting you to experience the Kubota difference at any of our 10 full-line Kubota dealerships. From emergency after-hours service to our parts and service sales reps in the field, Great Plains provides the convenience your lifestyle demands. Call us today at 855-4-KUBOTA. See why Great Plains is the brand that serves.
You know that feeling when you open your electric bill and your stomach drops? OG&E raised rates an average of $12.65 a month. And we're still paying off an ice storm from 4 years ago, with 25 more years to go. When gas prices spike, wind prices don't. So why are lawmakers trying to block our cheapest option? Oklahoma families are stretched thin. Call your legislator. Keep energy affordable in Oklahoma. Paid for by American Energy Action.
The livestock complex is higher into Tuesday's noon hour as traders remain encouraged by the outpour of fundamental support the market has seen in recent days. The live cattle complex continues to move higher as traders have gained another level of confidence following last Friday's bullish cattle inventory report. The market is pressuring its technical barriers as this is currently the highest price point traded at since last October. As long as fundamental support continues to remain robust, traders will likely remain supportive and push the contracts higher. But it's undeniable traders will need to see continued fundamental support. Following last week's strong trade in the Fed cash cattle market, there's been no new business developed yet, and it's most likely trade will be delayed until Thursday or Friday of this week. It is assumed prices will remain higher again this week as supplies of market-ready cattle remain thin. With encouragement from last week's bullish cattle inventory report, the stronger trade in the Fed cash cattle market last week, and the live cattle contracts now trading higher, the feeder cattle complex is trading higher as well thanks to these support factors. If the live cattle contracts happen to weaken, there's a strong chance the feeder cattle contracts will too. Box beef prices are higher, choice is up $2.66 at $370.87, and select is up $2.85 at $367.76 with a movement of 56 loads. The projected CME lean hog index is delayed from the source. Hog prices average $86.27 on the daily direct market hog report, with prices ranging from $80 to $88 on 2,461 head and a 5-day rolling average of $85.12. Pork cutout values are up 35 cents at $96.05. Wheat futures closed narrowly mixed Thursday. Corn futures closed up around 2 to 3 cents higher, and soybean futures closed up around 4 to 6 cents higher.
That's a wrap of your afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Macy Carter at the Oklahoma Farm Report.